This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is coming up to 5:07 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn. And today marks the return of Popek Popek Parliament, which is our summation, our report really of the daily goings-on of Parliament. And it is the first time that we're doing it this year, I want to say, because of course, since all the political upheaval and everything that has happened, the change of government, this is actually a really highly anticipated sitting of Parliament. That's where we find ourselves. So this is the third session of the 14th Parliament. It's going to be running for 25 days until August 27th. And that's also how long we'll be doing this. And this marks really the first parliamentary debates for the Dewan Rakyat since Perikatan Nasional took over. And the sitting started with Datuk Sri Anwar Ibrahim being recognised as the opposition leader of the House. And the first question of the day was asked by YB Rubia Wang, MP of Kota Samarahan, to Prime Minister Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin about the state of Malaysia's economy, and as you'd expect, it was kicked off with a pantun.
Saya ingin apa pantun, no, untuk soalan pertama. Terbang kenyalang bersama merak, burung kelicap bersarang tinggi. Walaupun negara dilanda wabak, ekonomi tetap dijaga rapi. Seikat bagai sirih, serumpun bagai serai. Terima kasih. Soalan satu, mohon dilelai.
So the Prime Minister then responded by saying that our economy expanded by 0.7% in the first quarter of the year. And he went on to mention some of the initiatives launched by the government, like Prihatin and Penjana. And on that note, a supplementary question came from Datuk Sri Anwar Ibrahim, Port Dickson MP, about why Parliament members weren't given the chance to debate those large allocations. So you'll hear one MP cutting in to complain about Datuk Sri Anwar's long question. In this clip, you're going to hear about 30 seconds of it.
Ini soalan dia, mengapa kita halang perbahasan mengenai pemulihan ekonomi sementara pelantikan-pelantikan besar GLC itu terus-menerus? Jadi saya minta penjelasan jawapan yang tegas. Bila nak dibentangkan, mengapa...
Lama hanya soalan.
Silakan Yang Amat Berhormat, itu soalannya, Yai.
Ah, the sounds of Parliament. It's all coming back. So the Prime Minister responded by saying that the public needed immediate assistance.
Terima kasih. Politik Sogo.
Tuan Yang Pertua, memang saya dah jangka dah Port Dickson mengumumkan soalan seperti itu kerana perkara ini bukanlah pertama kali disebutkan. Tetapi bagaimana yang kita semua sedia maklum, permasalahan besar yang kita hadapi ialah soal untuk menguruskan dan juga menangani masalah COVID-19. Dan di seluruh negara umum rakyat tahu bahawa dalam situasi yang amat menyukarkan dan sulit sekali itu, kerajaan tidak ada pilihan. Malahan saya sendiri berpendapat tindakan-tindakan segera mesti diambil walaupun sebelum sesi parlimen bermula. Dan hari ini walaupun perkara itu belum lagi dibentangkan, InsyaAllah Menteri Keuangan saya akan bentangkan dalam tempoh sesi ini juga segala perkara yang terperinci. Ada berpuluh-puluh inisiatif yang terpaksa dilaksanakan. Kerana di luar sana, Tuan Yang Dikta mesti tahu, rakyat menunggu. Dia tak boleh nak tunggu sesi parlimen ini. Dia nak sekarang. Bantuan ini disampaikan sekarang. Mereka menghadapi kesukaran sekarang. Industri-industri dah runtuh sekarang. Penyagaan-penyagaan tak boleh dilaksanakan sekarang. Kalau nak tunggu hari
parlimen boleh bersidang.
Jadi walaupun itu saya faham, sebagai tugas ahli parlimen memang itu tanggungjawab. Tetapi tugas kerajaan adalah untuk menentukan rakyat mesti dibela. Di waktu mana pembelaan itu mesti dibela.
Walau sidang tergempal.
So that was Prime Minister Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin. Another question that was posed to him came from Semporna MP Datuk Sri Shafi Abdal about the country's unemployment rate. So he wanted to know the breakdown by sector and the steps the government is taking to help those who are unemployed. Here's the Prime Minister's response.
Tuan Yang Pertua, bagaimana yang telah pun saya jelaskan dalam ucapan awal tadi, kita telah menyebutkan bahawa untuk tahun ini disebabkan masalah COVID dan sebagainya, memang peratusan pengangguran itu meningkat. Ya, di seluruh dunia masalah besar. Di Malaysia, kadar yang unjurkan dia lebih kurang 5%. Sekarang ini 720,000 dan saya fikir sehingga akhir tahun boleh meningkat sampai 860,000 bilangan. Ini bukan sesuatu yang menggembirakan saya dan saya fikir semua kita di sini pun tahu. Tapi persoalan yang penting, apa harus kita lakukan untuk menentukan dia tidak terus merosot. Sebab itu segala bentuk bantuan-bantuan stimulus, antara lain contohnya wage subsidy, subsidi upah yang kita sediakan, ataupun moratorium kita bagi kepada syarikat yang berjumlah 100 bilion yang diperuntukkan oleh bank-bank dalam negara. Ini semua sudah memberi sedikit ruang kepada syarikat-syarikat dan juga pengusaha-pengusaha dan juga mereka yang terlibat dalam perniagaan untuk memberikan jumlah pekerjaan ataupun nak menentukan jangan ada pengangguran meningkat dan bertambah. Inilah inisiatif yang sudah pun kita mulakan dan akan kita teruskan untuk masa-masa kehadapan. Terima kasih.
And staying with the Prime Minister, he also called for the motion to remove Dewan Rakyat Speaker Tan Sri Mohd Arif Mohd Yusof as Dewan Rakyat Speaker.
Tuan Ketua, saya ingin mencadangkan bahawa Dewan Rakyat ini mengambil ketetapan untuk Tuan Yang Ketua, Yang Mohd Tan Sri Dato' Mohd Arif bin Mohd Yusof mengosongkan jawatannya atas alasan terdapat pencalonan lain bagi jawatan Tuan Yang Ketua.
And as you'd expect, at that suggestion, the House broke into chaos with some MPs, including Datuk Sri Anwar Ibrahim, asking for more time to debate the issue.
Cukup. Ini isu yang besar. Tak pernah berlaku.
Betul.
Memang... Apa salah Tan Sri Speaker?
Baik.
Apa salah Tan Sri Speaker yang nak dia ditukar? Apa alasannya? Takkan sekadar kerana ada calon yang lain?
Saya benarkan Ketua Pemangkang tempoh masa 10 minit. You see your point.
So, Tun Dr. Mahathir Mohamad, MP of Langkawi, also chimed in saying that this motion was unusual.
Kita pada hari ini membincang sesuatu yang bukan normal. Mungkin sekarang ini kita tidak patuh kepada yang normal. Ada normal yang baru. Ini normal yang baru yang diperkenalkan oleh Perdana Menteri ialah untuk dia tukar speaker dalam dewan. Dan tidak ada peruntukan di sini untuk tukar. Kalau mati, ya. Kalau sakit, tak boleh kerja, ya. Tetapi ini kerana ada calon yang lain. Saya pun ada calon yang lain untuk Perdana Menteri.
Undilah. Kita masuk undilah. Tak ada masalah. Kita kan sistem demokrasi. Kita undi.
Menjeritlah. Awak boleh menjerit. Tapi ini tidak menukarkan kenyataan. Kenyataan ialah usul ini tidak harus diperkenalkan, dikemukakan dalam dewan ini. Kita tidak ada sebab apapun untuk menukar. Kalau speaker sudah meninggal, ya. Tapi belum ada sebab. Dan bila kita membahas, oleh kerana mereka tidak dapat pendekkan lagi, mungkin kepada 2 saat ataupun 3 saat ucapan, maka mereka menjerit. Ini cara mereka lah.
That was Langkawi MP Tun Dr. Mahathir Mohamad discussing the motion to replace the Speaker of the House. The Dewan Rakyat did pass the motion to remove the Speaker. The vote tallied to 111 voting yes and 109 voting no, with one MP absent and another vote unaccounted for. Deputy Speaker Ngah Kor Ming was also expected to be removed in the afternoon session, but he just went ahead and announced his resignation. So Dato' Azhar Azizan Harun, former EC Chief, is now the new Speaker. And Dato' Sri Azlina Othman has been made Deputy Speaker. And I suppose just looking at the way in which Parliament seems to have gone today, we're in for a very interesting sitting. After this, we're going to be crossing over to Dania Nae of BFM's News Desk, who was actually in Parliament today, to hear her experience and also to hear from present and former Dewan Rakyat speakers at their respective press conferences. If you have any thoughts that you'd like to share now that Parliament is officially back in session, you can call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. This is the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Bole for Malaysia. Ha. BFM 89.9.
89.9, The Business Station.
It's 5:17 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn. We are doing our parliamentary summation and report today, of course, Popit Popit Parliament. And earlier we heard the main goings-on of the day, which mostly focused on the economy as well as the state of the stimulus packages and unemployment. And also the big thing that happened, of course, is the change of the Day One Rakyat Speaker that occurred. So if you have thoughts that you'd like to share again, you can call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. We're crossing over now, though, to Dania Naye of BFM's News Desk to talk about her experience in Parliament. Dania, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me, guys.
So, okay, what was the atmosphere like? What was it like being in Parliament today?
Well, it started off quite serious, and I think the weather didn't exactly help because it was raining cats and dogs. But after a while, you could sort of feel it was a bit tense as we got closer and closer to 10 a.m. and the bell rang, because, of course, this is a government that was not elected, so we had no idea about what they were going to push. I mean, we knew about the motion to remove the speaker, so I guess we were thinking that was going to be a sort of a proxy to see whether they had, the support of the MPs for our Prime Minister, Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin. So it sort of built up to, you know, the tension that you talked about previously, a lot of shouting going on, so sort of reflected how everyone felt, I would say.
And it was a very close vote in the end as well. So for you to get into Parliament then, what were some of the SOPs that you had to observe?
Well, it was quite taxing, I would have to say. Even just getting in at the guardhouse itself, you would have to have your media credentials checked by the guards before being allowed in. And then once again, at the Pintu Tujuh, most media who go know Pintu Tujuh very well, and then the temperature checks. And once you're in, you just have to stay in the media room assigned to us. You know, there's no running around. You have to stay where you are and wear your mask as much as possible.
And when you say we, I guess you're talking about the media corps, right? So where were you guys based today?
So we were based in the media room, like one floor below where the MPs usually sort of congregate. And we were told, you know, at a briefing right before everything started that you have to stay here and you'd only be able to go up for about maybe 5 minutes for a photo op, and you'd go in groups of 5 or 10 depending on the crowd that was upset at the time. So it was a bit of a change for us where we would usually, you know, sort of run and chase each MP as they came out the doors. So it was a big change to sort of sit here and wait for them to come and tell us, you know, this MP is coming or someone's coming to go to UC.
And that's for the journalists and so on. But when it came to MPs, were there new SOPs that they had to observe as well?
Yes. So with everything else, you know, physical distancing is being followed. So there's only about 174 MPs that will fit in the actual room. And, you know, there are about 87 MPs who are over the age of 60. So the precautions were there. You know, there was one space in between each MP. Some backbenches had to be moved to the back of the gallery. And, you know, that sort of made it a bit difficult to come and ask questions. But, you know, Tan Sri Yusof, before he was removed, said, you know, that this is what we have to do, you know, to combat COVID-19.
And the biggest news of the day, I think we really have to talk about it, was the removal of Dewan Rakyat Speaker Tan Sri Mohd Arif Mohd Yusof. He, along with Deputy Speaker, or former Deputy Speaker now, Nga Kor Ming, gave a press conference after that announcement. Dania, you were actually there. What did they say?
Well, I guess the first order of business was to address, you know, the motion after it had passed. So here's Tan Sri Arif's immediate response to the motion being passed.
Jadi saya ingin sekali lagi secara PC ni mengumumkan bahawa undian telah diambil melalui belah bagi, dan undiannya adalah 109 ke 111 yang mana menyokong usul Yang Amat Berhormat Perdana Menteri. Jadi saya, jawatan speaker sudah pun dikosongkan mengikut istilah di bawah peraturan Majlis Mesyuarat dan juga Perlembagaan Malaysia, dikosongkan. Jadi bagi diri saya sendiri tidak ada masalah sedikit sekalipun, sebab pada awal lagi saya telah memberitahu saya hanya akan keluar jika perlembagaan Malaysia dipatuhi. Dan perlembagaan Malaysia sudah pun dipatuhi, iaitu terdapat usul dan undian telah diambil. Jadi akhir kata ahli-ahli parlimen yang memutuskan, bukan Perdana Menteri, bukan Kabinet. Inilah sistem perlembagaan kita. Inilah sesuatu yang mesti dihormati secara prinsip, iaitu mesti dinyatakan bahawa seorang speaker itu adalah neutral, bebas dan tidak boleh dikongkongi oleh pihak eksekutif.
Also spoke, you know, for the need to remain neutral.
Jawatan speaker ini bukan merupakan jawatan pegawai khas untuk kabinet atau menteri atau Perdana Menteri. Ya, kita mesti kekalkan jawatan speaker sebagai suatu jawatan yang neutral dan dihormati. Dan oleh itu, kalau speaker dilantik oleh parlimen, dalam hal ini dilantik oleh Dewan Rakyat, seharusnya lah dia dikosongkan, jawatan itu dikosongkan melalui undian dalam Dewan Negara juga. Ya. He who appoints has the power to remove. Ini prinsipnya. Prinsipnya agak logical dan agak mudah untuk difahami.
Yeah, and we, besides that, we also heard from former Deputy Speaker Ngah Kor Meng, who announced his resignation during the press conference itself.
Salam sejahtera yang amat berbahagia, Tan Sri Muhammad Arif, Speaker Rakyat yang disayangi. Kami berdua ingin mengucapkan jutaan terima kasih kepada seluruh rakyat Malaysia yang telah pun memberikan mandat kepada Pakatan Harapan untuk membentuk kerajaan dari rakyat untuk rakyat. Dan saya juga ingin mengucapkan setinggi-tinggi penghargaan dan terima kasih kepada seluruh warga kaki tangan parlimen, rakan-rakan media yang susah payah bertunggus lumus membuat liputan berita sepanjang 2 tahun. Sebenarnya minggu ini genaplah 2 tahun Tan Sri dan saya diberikan mandat menjadi yang dipetua dan timbalan. Dan pagi ini kita menyaksikan buat pertama kali dalam sejarah Malaysia, speaker yang berwibawa telah pun dilucutkan tanpa sebarang sebab. Oleh kerana itu, dengan bersolidariti penuh bersama dengan Tan Sri Arif, dan juga menyatakan prinsipnya, saya hanya akan berkhidmat kepada kerajaan yang dipilih oleh rakyat. Maka dengan ini saya mengumumkan, saya meletak jawatan sebagai timbalan yang dipetua Dewan Rakyat dengan serta-merta. As a matter of principle and honor, I hereby offer my resignation with immediate effect in full solidarity with Tan Sri Muhammad Arif. As I say, if we come, we come with honor. And we go, we will bow out in honor. So, thank you very much for all your contribution, and we will march on together as one. Ini adalah prinsip dan dengan solidarity. So that is what.
So that was former Deputy Speaker Ngah Kor Meng announcing his resignation. Dania, beyond those sound bites, what was your overall takeaway from the press conference itself?
Well, I think in general, it was just a very bittersweet moment, not just for the Speaker and the Deputy Speaker, but for us in the room as well, because everything that they had presented sort of was at opposition with what happened with the government and in the rooms of the MPs themselves, because the MPs were fighting and, you know, there hasn't been a lot of, there's been a lot of political uncertainty in the past few months. And when they were talking, there was a sort of, as Deputy Speaker, former Deputy Speaker Ngah Kor Meng said, a solidarity with his former speaker. So it was sort of nice to see that in a time when we haven't had a lot of that, I would say.
Yeah, for sure. I think just hearing the difference in sound between the screaming earlier and the press conference is a huge difference. So did we then manage to hear from the new speakers?
Yeah, so right after the session was called to a close, Dr. Azhar Ajjan Harun held a press conference as well. And the first thing he spoke about was the legality of the move.
I don't want to delve deeply into that because it is a parliamentary proceeding. Sebenarnya Tuan Timbalan Yang Dipertua sebenarnya yang telah membuat ruling tersebut, saya rasa tidak perlu lagi kita I don't think it is proper for us to delve it outside the parliament because the ruling has been made in the parliament. Tetapi sebagai seorang peguam yang tahu serba sikit tentang undang-undang, saya boleh nyatakan secara peribadi bahawa kalau seseorang itu hanya seorang calon, tidak perlu voting.
Yep, and he also addressed his controversial appointment as well.
Is it controversial?
Well,
who says so?
On you being uttered all through.
Yeah, but you know, people say that when I was appointed as the election commission chairman, it was also controversial. There wasn't any controversy. I've never acted controversially, and I do not intend to act controversially either here. It's as simple as that. It's a job, and we do it in accordance with the federal constitution, according with the law, and according with the standing orders, and I intend to uphold that.
Yeah, and another big thing that I guess happened that he was asked to address was apparently sexist remarks made by Baling MP Dato' Seri Aziz Abdul Rahim against Batu Kawan MP Kasri Fato. And I'm not going to repeat it here, but Dato' Azhar basically said that he hopes no sexist remarks will be uttered again in the Dewan Rakyat.
I think we are all against sexist remarks. We are all against sexist act, you know. Of course, we do not condone any sexist act. But whether that remark was sexist or not is open to interpretation at that time. But, you know, things were a bit rowdy. In any event, I think the member of the parliament who did it quickly apologised and he withdrew the remark, you know. So that was it, basically. But of course, in the future, I hope no sexist remark would be uttered again in the Dewan.
So that was Dato' Azhar Azizan Harun, Dewan Rakyat Speaker. Dania, thank you very, very much for joining us today and giving us those updates.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, so you just heard there from Dania Nair of BFM's News Desk giving us the latest from Dewan Rakyat. This is today's Popek Popek Parliament. We will be back for as long as Parliament is in session. You're listening to the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.